In March, the Sweetbriar administration closed the 114-year-old school, citing insurmountable financial challenges. They said they wanted to let Sweetbriar close in dignity rather than eking out a limping existence for its last years. But former board member Christine Boulware, who left the Sweetbriar board in June of 2014, citing difference of opinion, said there were financial challenges, but they were certainly fixable given the right management.
For the last 2 years, we have not had a director of admissions, on top of which we did not maintain the relationships with the feeder schools that traditionally referred students to us.
She also said that for the last few years, 100% of Sweetbriar students received some form of financial aid, regardless of need. When she was on the board, Boulware assumed the money was coming from a scholarship fund. She later learned the money was actually being pulled from the endowment.
So it wasn't based on need or anything like that. It was just a practice that for some reason the admissions office chose to employ. So therefore, if you have 100% of your student body on either financial discount or financial aid, you're not receiving the full value of the tuition. So that is going to force us to draw down more on our endowment than we had planned.
Boulware is currently on the Save Sweetbriar Board, an alumna association that was formed following the March announcement. The group has managed to raise $21 million in the past 3 months, $12 million of which will go toward the school's operating costs for the coming year. The association also pushed the matter of the school's closing before the Virginia Supreme Court. On June 20th, a judge approved an agreement, fostered by Attorney General Mark Herring, to keep the school open for the coming year. The deal includes changes in leadership and overhaul of the current board, and will rely heavily on the money Save Sweetbriar raised to fund the coming year. These measures are really just a stopgap, though, for an institution that now has to scramble to find both students and faculty for a term that begins in less than 2 months. Teresa Tomlinson, mayor of Columbus, Georgia, and Sweetbriar's commencement speaker for the 2015 graduation, is optimistic about the future of the school, though. She said that the first day the deal was approved, they had more than 100 students inquire as prospective students or wanting to return to the school for the coming year.
I think that the tragedy of this proposed closing and the Herculean effort to turn it around has given us national exposure and name recognition that we did not have a year ago. And so I think that that's something that through this unfortunate circumstance has come to be in our favor.
Phil Stone, the former Bridgewater president who will step into the Sweetbriar role next week, agrees.
Out of curiosity, a lot of folks are looking at Sweetbriar who were not already looking at it, and including some prospective students. So part of what we'll be saying to them, almost as a marketing effort, to say, you see now what Sweetbriar women can do. Would you like to become one? So we think that's pretty effective in light of what they accomplished.
Stone, an attorney, served as Bridgewater's president for 16 years and shares a law practice in Harrisonburg with his children. The fact that he has already started and finished several successful careers at this point in his life may be one of the characteristics that make him ideal for the job. He said he's doing it because he believes in small liberal arts education, not because he was looking for work. Once the school is on its feet, he will happily pass the reins to someone else.
My job is to get it stabilized and make the transition to strength so that we can start recruiting another president. I do not have a contract. I have no idea what I'll be paid. We haven't discussed it. I usually do things on the basis of whether I feel some impulsion or urge or calling to do something. And that's the way I feel here, that if I have some experiences and some skills that might make it possible for me to help Sweetbriar survive, that's why I step forward.
It's a theme that ran through all three conversations. The alumna, students, and community members that are stepping forward to save the school are doing so not because they get something out of it, but because they deeply, passionately believe in the school itself and what it stands for. For WMRA News, I'm Kara Lofton.